Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Happy Wednesday! Welcome to Scalzo and Ross, presented by Michelob Ultra. We are hanging out live at the Palermo's Pizza Headquarter Innovation Lab. Kitchen
research and development,
and we got our chef on today, Ben Brust.
Oh, like we're the chefs. Yes, we did get our chefs on. You had a hairnet, which was amazing.
You also had a hairnet.
I know. I did it to make you feel not alone. I didn't need one, they said, but I wanted to feel a part of the action as if I was.
We got the chef's coat. We had the gloves. We had the hairnet. Everything here. We welcome in John Leonardo of Palermo's, who posed this challenge and opportunity to us, and it was amazing. The whole team here made this experience awesome. We got to put it into the wood fire oven they have here at the Innovation Lab at Palermo's Pizza, create our own pizzas from scratch. We picked the crust, we picked the sauce, we picked the cheese.
We did everything.
We put it on there. Toppings, of course, as well. We welcome in John now. John, thank you very much for the opportunity today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you coming out. It was a lot of fun to see you guys behind the counter creating some delicious pizza that I got to try a little sample of. So, you know, great job.
Seeing our competitive nature off the air, what did you see from Scalzo and Brust?
You guys are both focused.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are both dialed in.
We're pretty competitive.
We took this seriously. You know, we didn't mail it in here.
No, not at all. You guys were dialed in. Focused on making the best possible pizza. Did take you a little bit longer than I thought it would take. So if, you know, we actually put you on the production lines, we probably wouldn't get the quantities out that we need. But
Ben at one point was individually putting each piece of chicken in an area to, like, try to make sure the ratio of each slice was going to be proper. And he had to do the barbecue drizzle from an aesthetic standpoint. You're very concerned with the aesthetics of the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about everything. Don't just make it about just the aesthetics, the quality, the taste, the looks, like everything to, like, the crust I picked out. I went through all of them to make sure I had the best, and they're all the best, but I wanted the best of the best, as I would say, the bestest.
So we haven't heard John's feedback quite yet. So far, we've had five people try this, I believe, and we've heard from three of them. I got two votes. You got one vote. Why don't you tell the Scalzo and Brust family what was on the In Brust We Crust pizza?
The In Brust We Crust, as a screaming Sicilian, it's so screaming good enthusiast, I had to do the original screaming crust. And with that, I did the secret tomato recipe with, like, a secret barbecue sauce that was made right before I started with the pizza. So when I heard that, I knew I was in great shape. Mixed the sauces perfect together in the bottom. I wanted some white onions so it cook underneath the cheese and also with the crust. Then we loaded it with cheese, because when you do a screaming, you got to have lots of toppings. So we had lots of cheese. Then we also put in some mushrooms, some Italian sausage, a little bit of chicken slices, some red onion to mix with the barbecue sauce and chicken. It's like a mix of, like, a barbecue chicken pizza with your original classic Italian. Just a perfect mix, in my opinion, to hit both sides of my favorite pizzas.
All right, there you go. Very passionate explanation of Ben Brust pizza.
Go ahead, Greg.
For me, I went also with the screaming original crust. I mixed the pesto, one part pesto, two parts the screaming secret recipe. Then I put some super sada on top of that, loaded it up with cheese, threw on some green pepper, red pepper, spicy Italian sausage, sweet Italian sausage, and some Calabrian chili peppers to really bring in that heat. Threw a little bit more cheese on top of that. Bada bing, bada boom. Got myself a brilliant pizza.
I did forget the barbecue drizzle on top.
Yes, you did barbecue drizzle. So we heard from two people. They preferred mine over yours. We heard from one that preferred yours over mine. We have to get the master here, John Leonardo, to give us his take in terms of breaking down the pizza pies we made
today.
Just
know if you don't pick mine, my journal is going to be really sad tonight.
Like I said, both you guys did a great job. As I was watching you guys and seeing what you were putting on, you know, the first thing that stood out was you guys loaded it with toppings, which, you know, everyone knows Screaming Sicilian, it's overtopped. You know, you guys hit that one out of the park. These things were very filling, both of them. You know, Ben's, yours, I would call yours a little bit more approachable from just a flavor profile. It's something that, like, I could eat, you know, every day type of pizza.
Appealing to masses.
Yeah. I mean, very filling, too, because we're having the sausage and the chicken. You're getting all that protein. So it was really, really delicious. And I thought, I was like, oh, how's the barbecue sauce mixed with the secret recipe tomato sauce? How's that going to blend? Actually blended quite nicely. Probably tastes a little bit more of the barbecue than the...
That was the goal, though. So, I want it to be a little bit more stronger on the barbecue side.
Yeah,
rather than your traditional screaming sauce only.
Yeah, but it was delicious. And then, Greg, yours very complex from the ingredients that you used.
Sounds like Greg, doesn't it?
Complex.
That's what my wife would say, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought you very interesting, and you told a great story off camera about Sopressata and, you know, your grandfather making it in the garage back home, and, you know, so paying homage to him, which I thought was really cool. The flavors were very good. You did have the chili peppers on there, which I'm kind of a wimp, I'll be honest, when it comes to the heat on any type of food. I can only take a little bit. I thought it was very tasty, but from a heat standpoint, it was maybe just a tad bit. I mean, it wasn't overwhelming, but just a tad bit spicy for my liking. But it's one of those pieces where, like, yeah, I could probably eat a slice or two and be good, but I couldn't eat, like, the whole thing because I'd be sweating buckets.
And so that means?
It means we got to leave it up to your listeners.
Oh!
Come on, John.
All right, we'll put it out to this Galsum
Brust
family.
For those who can't read between the lines, he liked mine better. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Well, I think he views mine as more of like an actual masterpiece, like a culinary masterpiece. But sometimes those aren't as approachable, you know, as your, you know, barbecue chicken pizza with the little sausage on there as well.
Some would say Basic Benny can also be one that also brings a little bit of culinary masterpiece to it as well. I tried to mix the best of both worlds.
I mean, look, you don't have to, like, just because I say something nice about my pizza doesn't mean it's negative about yours.
Your condescending tone is felt.
That's fair. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. That's the number you can call in, text in to Scalzo and Brust here on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. You could find some of the videos there, some of the pictures there. You could find a poll, I'm sure, that Josh is working on right now as well to vote. I want to ask you, John, like, what was your expectation? You said, obviously, you thought we'd work a little bit faster. But it seems like you're kind of impressed. It seems like you thought we were just going to come in and throw some random stuff on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw obviously some email communications, you know, ahead of you guys coming out here. And I could tell that you guys were putting a lot of thought behind this in terms of, like, what were some of the toppings. I think, Greg, you even had a couple special requests that you want to make sure. Hey, do you have this on hand? So I was very appreciative that you guys took it serious and you wanted to make the best possible pizza that represents your tastes, what you like, and what you think other people are going to like. So, I thought it was a lot of fun to watch you guys.
In Brust we crust, baby!
I mean, you're just a straight hype man for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was actually very honored because somebody here was like, "Hey, I didn't expect the pesto in the red sauce to mix well," and she was very, very happy with that. Very impressed with that. So
also
that,
opened
that's
up
all
her
I
sinuses
need.
With the chili peppers.
I like some heat. I like some spice. You know, John said, "Make your dream pizza." You know, make the pizza that you'd want to eat. So that's what we both
yours
did.
Yours going to be sending people to the bathroom a little bit quicker than normal.
If they got tummy issues. That might be the case. Joshy, based on what you've heard, where would you live on this?
For me, I definitely like a little heat with my pizza. So John saying yours was a little too hot for him makes me attracted to that one right away. I don't want to take Ben's down. It just feels busy for me. Feels like a lot.
Greg had more on his pizza than I did.
No, I didn't. You had more toppings. That's why it took yours a little bit longer to heat up.
Yeah, from the I just put more cheese. I she can confirm. I had more cheese, which is a little higher, which is why we needed to broil it in the oven a little bit more out of the wood fire. No, you had the both peppers, chili peppers.
Look, I said it before. I'm rooting for you after yesterday's performance.
This
and
is
are
like
you smarter
this is
than
how you
Ben
talk
Brust?
About Marquette. That's how you're talking to me.
Yesterday, and Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, in case you missed it, and you can see the clip on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss, or get the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Every Tuesday, right, we do Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss. The first time ever a caller went 15 for 15. In 90 seconds, answered 15 questions correctly. Craig and Madison did that yesterday.
Give him another round of applause.
Ben Bruss responded to that with a 3 out of 15 spot in Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss.
I was defeated.
So we're all rooting for you to get a W here today.
Yeah, I asked you to throw me a win in paper basketball in the studio, and you didn't even give me a win there.
I did, and then I threw one at your face. John, thank you very much for the opportunity here. Anything else we should know? I know you guys always have different announcements coming out. You've always got different pizzas and releases. What should the people know about what they can expect from Palermo's this summer?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them, John. Where's the In Brust Wheat Crust going to be at?
Yeah, so in terms of like new stuff, last time I was on, I mentioned that our Surfer Boy Pizza, which is a collaboration with Netflix, put the hit show Stranger Things.
I think that's one of my favorite boxes, by the way, like the the old school 70s sort of pizza feel.
Oh, it looks like right out of a movie when they're delivering a pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an eye-catching one.
Yeah, and that was clearly the intent. We want to make it look retro, want to make it look like it was pizza delivery. So that has started to ship to other retailers beyond Walmart here in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, look at your local retailers, Woodman's, Piggly Wiggly, and others, and look for Surfer Boy Pizza. It's personally one of my favorites. I really like the crust and the sauce on that pizza. So we're excited to be able to offer that to additional consumers throughout Wisconsin. So that's a big one for us. And I know I mentioned before that we got a new Screamin' Sicilian that's going to be coming out in July. So we'll just put a pin on that one for now.
I'm going to
just
keep
teasing you guys with that
one. Hey, Joshy, with John here, can we give him a, we got the Boss Hog. We got the Bessie's Revenge. We got the Mother of Meat. The Mambo Italiano.
Mambo.
That a kid, Joshy.
That was a great Mambo.
That was a 10 out of 10.
That was a good Mambo right there.
Well done.
Love it, Joshy.
Daniel chimes in, 800-990-3776, says, Ben sounds nasty, tomato sauce with barbecue sauce. I'm not surprised that Greg is winning this contest.
I don't think Daniel said anything nice about me in the last 100 days.
But you know what? Ryan McGuanago just said Ben with a period. So I don't know if he has an opinion beyond that. Just said Ben. We'll keep letting you know what the family believes. We'll get the poll up as well on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. Huge thank you to John. Huge thank you to the whole team here at Palermo's. We had a blast. We'll keep putting the contest out on social, on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys. Love having you here, and you guys are always welcome.
Thank you.
Don't say that, because we might be over here like, hey, we have a new idea for a pizza. We'll come on down.
Date night at the Research and Development Center.
Oh, bring a nice bottle of wine. Yeah, we could.
Just give us the keys. We won't burn it down, maybe.
Absolutely.
I don't think the Wannasee's in the wood.
Yeah, probably not.
Though. Yeah. Well, thank you again. We'll keep the contest going here. We got to put something online, Benny, for whatever this is going to be.
Look it up.
Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the latest from Jordan Love coming out of Packers camp. Tausch expected at 4:30. It is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra, live from Palermo's.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
What are you saying, Ben? Have a thought. Put a thought in the head of yours.
Whoa,
a freaking thought.
Scalzo and Bruss. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Fish bacaland and egumba. I love how you dance to rumba. But take some advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna. Hello, kiss a DJ. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
Scalzo and Bruss, live from Palermo's Pizza, from the Innovation Center here, hanging out with the folks from Palermo's. We are presented by Michelob Ultra. Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We made some pizzas here, our own personal pizzas, what we would want to be the pizzas that we eat. So far on the poll, early voting right now, 63% of the family is on the Scalziza. We've got 37% on the In Brust We Crust.
Well, one vote that counts for 100 votes.
I don't think it counts for 100 votes. He's one man. I know he's got a clout here in this building.
Don't disparage my guy Jasper. Jasper Felucha, the grandson of
Felucha.
Well, I mean,
you can't mispronounce his name
and
talk about how important he is.
I said Felucha, you know?
Yeah.
He had chose my pizza not knowing whose it was.
He did.
And so that is 100 votes towards Ben, even if it doesn't go to the Scouts on Brust Twitter poll.
I don't think that's how it works, but I'll be honest, it stung a little bit. I thought a fellow Italian would appreciate some of the Italian ingredients on there.
You're too busy.
But he said he's a big fan of the barbecue chicken, buffalo chicken type of pizzas, and you lost out on some other votes where they just don't like chicken on pizza. So a lot of it seems to just come down to personal preference.
That's why there's a lot of different pizzas in the market, and that's why we love working with Palermo's. Look at all these pizza boxes.
They've got just about everything for just about everyone. Of course, we both went with the Screaming Sicilian Crust, and you can keep the votes going on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Joshy, Ben is so happy with himself that he got that vote right now.
I mean, no matter what happens, I'm sleeping good now, and I can journal tonight and feel really good.
Mentioned in the journal, how big of a life event is this, that this is going to be central to your journal tonight?
Again, I branded myself with frozen pizza when I was in middle school. Taking it out of the oven, I hit my skin with my shirt off, and so getting to talk about Screaming Sicilian every day, this pizza challenge meant my world and my life. I jeopardized basketball tonight to make sure that I was going to be able to down pizza.
Cool.
I don't care about the game. I cared about winning this contest.
Jason chimes in, says they both look good, but I'll take Greg based on topping choices. Joey Kelly says Ben's pizza sounds exactly what Poppy was afraid of. Greg wins.
Well,
a lot of the comments coming in there, and you know,
the owner's bloodline of the Palermo's experience here has chosen In Brust We Crust.
I thought you made a pizza for the people. Now you just care about one person.
It was for the people and Jasper specifically.
A huge thank you to Palermo's here. We'll keep the votes coming in. Keep the comments coming in on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Call us, text us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN. There is some news coming out of Green Bay. Packers right now working through some on-field work. You've got Jordan Love, who's obviously the center point of this Packers season, of this Packers franchise here moving forward. And a little bit of a commentary from not only the team, not only the coaches, not only the people in attendance, but Rob Domofsky as well, just about what Jordan Love's ball looks like, what the ball looks like coming out of his hands. Here's what Rob Domofsky had to say.
Man, what does Jordan need to do to kind of just tighten up the ball spin on the when he's throwing on the move?
You always continue to work on the mechanics, the smooth throwing motion. Why did you see a fluttering out there or something?
Once or twice.
Okay. Well, that can happen. You know, I've seen some pretty good throws throughout the course of my career in this league, namely from, you know, you get a guy like Peyton Manning. He was pretty good, and his ball wasn't always the tightest, but he did a great job. And it's about just being accurate, throwing on time, making the right decisions, putting the ball in the right spot. And so I've been encouraged, especially I would say over the course of this last week, one of the things that we've kind of talked about in that room is just how important it's really the process of playing quarterback. You know, I'm less concerned about the end result right now, but
That Matt LaFleur talking about the fluttering ball of Jordan Love. And I guess 800-990-3776. Are you concerned that we're in year four here and talking about what the ball looks like coming out of Jordan Love's hands and some of the criticism that's being lofted towards him in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, like, there has to be a level of concern. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a rookie. We're talking about a guy who's played in the system for 3 years. He has had first team reps for a couple of off seasons now when Aaron Rodgers has not been there. And I'm not saying that as everything, but I think it is important to know that he's had opportunities to, you know, not just play with the twos, but be in front of all of the coaches that are there evaluating him. And Rob Domofsky's question was specific to him throwing on the run, which is not something I think we're going to see, Jordan Love be exactly what Aaron Rodgers was in the prime of his success, using his legs, rolling out of the pocket. He's a good passer and more likely to be known throwing in the pocket, which is going to be really key to this Packers front five, this offensive line, to give him time to make throws. And again, is it a level of concern? Yes. Is it the end of the world? No. You just want to see that conversation dwindle fast as we get into more live training camp. You get the practices with teams coming in. Are you going somewhere preseason? You don't want this to continue to be a story.
Part of me wonders how much Aaron Rodgers and just his presence, right, overall impacts the perception of what Jordan Love is, because I think when you look at how great Aaron Rodgers is as a thrower of the football, there's what, two or three guys in the NFL right now that you could say are on par with Aaron Rodgers as far as the ball getting out of their hand. Patrick Mahomes is obviously right there with him. You might look at a Justin Herbert and say he's got sort of that ability. But like, Joe Burrow doesn't have like a rocket of his arm on his right arm. Tom Brady didn't. You've got guys who have been successful without that, but I think it's important for fans to realize that, like, you're not going to get that arm talent coming from a Jordan Love the same way you did with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be a different style of quarterbacking, and that's okay. And I think that's where you get back down to the expectation, because if you're expecting Jordan Love to come in, know the playbook, run the offense really well, for every Packer fan out there who's complaining about Aaron Rodgers not running the offense the way that Matt LaFleur wanted to, and we could argue about that till the cows come home, you're going to get that out of Jordan Love. And if he can be accurate, and if he can make the right decisions, and if he can limit turnovers, and if they can be productive in the run game, I think it's okay. Like, I'm not too worried about this right now. An out isn't going to be an absolute pill sling, to a wide receiver where as soon as they turn their head, that ball is literally just forced into their hands. And that's okay, but then Jordan Love is going to have to find other ways to win games. And I think that if we start to see that, like, this doesn't concern me at all. This, to me, is going to continue to be a process for Packers fans to realize what it's like to watch a quarterback that doesn't have the arm strength of Aaron Rodgers and doesn't have the arm strength of Brett Favre and the arm talent of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not worried about this. If we can get the right Jordan Love, the right leadership, everything that we've seen, I still think he can be very successful, but he's not going to be successful in the same way that those guys.
Well, and part of Aaron Rodgers and what he was successful with was building relationships with wide receivers, where there was like a, I know where you're going to be, you know where I'm going to be, I can put the ball exactly where I want it, where Jordan Love's still building chemistry with wide receivers. Like, there is an element of that as well, where indecisiveness will play a factor in his youth and his progression of, not his age, but where he is in his career path and in terms of that. It is unfair. These beat writers have probably seen 30 years of quarterbacking that is unfair to compare to. Naturally, you're just going to be like, how come that doesn't look like what we've seen year after year after year after year when 12 or 4 has been in the building? The one thing I will say is I continue to be just baffled by Matt LaFleur's responses to the media. By no means did he have to throw Peyton Manning's name anywhere near Jordan Love. He could have addressed the question as, Rob, yes, like, you know, there might have been one or two throws, but like, we've really been happy with Jordan Love's progression as a quarterback. Putting him in the same sentence of a guy of Peyton Manning who maybe didn't have the most zip was just a weird spot to do it. Focus on Jordan in the development. Keep his name away from Rodgers, Manning, all these like legendary quarterbacks. It was just a weird place for me to hear him take it.
I understand the Peyton Manning thing, because obviously Peyton Manning, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to ever do it, despite the fact that he's got a lot of transgressions in his history. I think that he never won because of his arm talent or arm strength, and I think that's what Matt LaFleur is trying to get across. Now, yes,
blueprint of the football field where everyone was supposed to be.
That's what I mean. Now, what we don't know is what else Jordan Love is going to bring, but obviously they've seen enough in Jordan Love to believe he is the guy to succeed Aaron Rodgers. Daniel, the official unofficial landscaping sloth of the Scalzo and Russ family, says Aaron was also and should have gone the number one pick instead of Alex Smith. So Rodgers should be better in practices and OTAs. Love shouldn't have gone where he went, so the struggles are real and should be. We wouldn't be having these conversations if Love got drafted in the third or fourth round where he should have gone, would we? He is struggling, but he also hasn't had hardly any first team in games. And that matters way more than OTAs. What do you guys think? Yeah, again, we're talking about practice. We're talking about what a few throws look like in practice. Now, 262 says, Mr. Four-time MVP had plenty of crud throws the last 2 years as he was spiking four-yard passes. Also, if it has chicken, it's not a pizza. It's a flatbread.
Man, the chicken thing is really throwing people for a loop on the pizza.
Appleman in the Orchard says, so what we are saying here is our starting quarterback can't throw a football after practicing in the NFL for several years. Oh, that's Appleman watering pumpkins. I don't think it's like the guy can't throw a football. I think it's just adjusting your eyes to, hey, you're no longer watching Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Brett Favre type of play of arm talent. You can still win. Tom Brady didn't have nearly the arm that any of those guys had, and yet he is the greatest quarterback to ever walk this planet.
It's not panic button, but I think it's something to monitor.
A lot of news in the PGA yesterday with the merger of LIV Golf and the PGA. I can't wait to hear everything coming out of the AmFam Championship coming up this week. It is this week. We're in the midst of the AmFam Champ Week, one of the best weeks of the summer in the entire state of Wisconsin. The tournament runs June 9th, this Friday, through June 11th on Sunday. Three-day tournament featuring PGA Tour champions, including tournament host and Wisconsin native Steve Stricker. Of course, Jerry Kelly's going to be playing in it. Who's won before? You're going to have Bernard Langer. You're going to have Freddie Couples. You're going to have Ernie Els. You're going to have the biggest names in golf over the last 30 years, all at AmFam, at the AmFam Championship at the University Ridge Golf Course there on the west side of Madison. Friday night as well, you're going to have a concert featuring Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line. Proceeds for everything throughout AmFam Championship, including the concert, are going to support the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation and the AmFam Children's Hospital. Get your tickets today at AmFamChampionship.com. That's AmFamChampionship.com. We'll have a conversation with Mark Tauscher coming up next, the Packer Hall of Famer. We'll ask him about pizza. We'll ask him about Jordan Love. Live from Palermo's, it is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Yes, I do have vodka breath right now, but she asked me to bring her a G&T to the pool, and she wants to see me shirtless walking around the pool, and she's looking forward to tonight.
You're so full of crap.
Yeah, JB, what a stud!
Greg.
What do you mean?
He's not a stud. She doesn't want to see him with his shirt off. I've seen him with his shirt off.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra, hanging out here at the Innovation Lab of Palermo's Pizza.
They brought the brightest minds, baby.
They did. Scalzo and Bruss, pizzas were made today, not together, separately.
Again, I do, Joshy, want to give us a round of applause. I think we both
Both pizzas were very good.
They both were tremendous.
Yes. Ben loved my pizza. He doesn't want to say it, but he really liked it.
No, I would totally admit I liked your pizza.
I know you're having some tummy issues today.
I am having a little tummy issues, but I do like that.
I know
that is something I would eat again.
Oh yeah. And with that, we welcome in Packer Hall of Famer. You hear him every day from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin, alongside the hall monitor Jesse Nelson and Jason Wilde. He is Mark Tauscher. Tauscher, if you were here at the Palermo's Innovation Lab, you got to create any pizza you wanted. What are you creating?
I'm simple, man. I want a thin crust, sausage, pepperoni, and mushroom. That or a really good margarita pizza. I would pick either one. Depending on what, I suppose if you're at the Innovation Lab.
We're trying to.
Yeah, I understand. Will you let me finish? You have been really.
That wasn't me. That was Benny. I didn't laugh at you on that one. That was Brusty today.
You can laugh at me.
It was like, oh, I want sausage and pepperoni pizza.
I think he's going to let us know what's going to be innovative
and
about
mushroom.
These.
Yeah, and mushroom. there, a morel mushroom, maybe a different kind of mushroom. Maybe that's the innovation.
Get the morels on there?
I love, if I'm getting it's the freshest stuff, which it sounds like you guys have that opportunity, I think I'm going with that margarita pizza and just getting all the basil and the fresh mozzarella and all of that freshness. That, to me, is the most fresh pizza you can have.
So you just want a basic margarita pizza, but with fresh ingredients, and that's the innovation. It's just the freshness of the ingredients is what you're focused on.
Yeah, I don't need – I guess I just don't need to – you know, make things more complicated than they need to be. Yeah, I want something simple and I'm going to like. And margarita pizza is simple and I'm going to like it.
All right. Ben, why don't you tell him you pick which pizza you would eat here, Mr. Simplicity, because neither of our pizzas were very simplistic.
Yeah, Tausch, we started with the original.
And make it quick. You don't have to like it.
The Screamin' Crust with the OG Secret Tomato Recipe Sauce mixed in with barbecue. Put some onions underneath the cheese so it cooks in underneath there. Lots of mozzarella. Then on top we got Italian sausage with a little bit of chicken slices that's grilled chicken. And then we put some mushrooms and some red onion to pair well with that chicken and barbecue sauce. It was delicious. Everyone loved it. Everyone's raving about it. They're putting in stores to a store near you soon.
Just wait a second. So you're crushing me for doing sausage, pepperoni, mushroom. You, in essence, did a barbecue chicken pizza, and you threw some Italian sauce on it.
No, because I also had Italian sausage with red sauce.
That's what he's saying.
That's
he threw not the Italian
innovative
sausage
at all. No,
we're talking about mixing barbecue
about
sauce and red sauce is very innovative.
All right, Tasha, you ready for mine?
All right, I'm not eating Ben's pizza. So whatever you're picking, I'm winning. You're going to win.
All right, we don't even need to go on mine. I'll take that win. I had a little, a little bit of pesto in there with the red sauce.
Oh, that's innovative. Pesto. Okay.
Oh, give me a freaking break.
Innovative. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Put the super sauce on top of that and then had the cheese there. And then went with the green and red pepper, some Italian sausage, and some Calabrian chili peppers for a little kick there.
Oh, you put peppers on it too. Yeah, big win for Scalzi. Good win, Scalzi.
Thank you, Tausch.
I would not advise you to have Scalzo's pizza before you go on a long hockey road trip.
That is Tausch counts for 100 votes,
feisty.
I believe, too.
You get a little feisty.
It's very good. I just like it might send
well,
you.
Well, Ben's a little. Ben's
my
got tummy
sends,
issues.
My
so
tummy
if there's anything
saying.
That's spicy on
I'm
there.
I'm eating that when I get to my destination.
Now, do you guys like the pizza being cut in squares or do you like the 8 triangles?
I'm an 8 triangles guy. Like, if it's a right bar pizza, I'm okay if it's cut into squares. But if I am making a Palermo's pizza, I never cut it into the squares. I always cut it into the 8.
I'm a psycho. And I sometimes will just cut it in half and eat it like as a half.
What?
A half. Yeah.
Do you fold it?
Like a big pita.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm either fourths or a half. Eighths, like, it's just like, why do I need eighths?
It's like easier to hold. I don't know.
Big hands.
What do you like,
Big
Tausch?
Mouth.
That's what she said.
I feel like if you're cutting it with your kids, I think you always go squares because they're littler and they can handle it. You get some more crust. You can get that middle part if people don't like the crust. I think it's more of a variant. If you have more than 3 people, I think you always cut it into squares. I think it just gives you more options to let people pick what they want, and it gives you the taste that there's more there than if it's, you know, an 8 slice pie. I think that's why I always like going square.
I'm done asking this guy for advice, Mr. Margarita Pizza, and like he's basic Tausch is what we're learning today.
You're spicy to him recently.
Am I? Is it me? I'm just glad talking to him not outside the baseball diamond.
You think that you're mixing barbecue sauce with tomato sauce and you feel like you just invented the light bulb. You didn't. you basically made a barbecue
people here
pizza.
You are just absolutely killing the Feluca family.
That's part
the grandson of the owners of this enjoyed mine more than Greg, and you're coming at the Palermo family.
But that's
right
also
now.
Part of your strategy, right? As everybody knows, the barbecue chicken pizza, and so you were able to kind of make what you know people already have. I was stepping out into a ledge and
cool,
saying, hey,
cool.
I'm going to do it that way. That's all Tausch was trying to get at was the innovation.
What's the last great innovation that the pizza has had? The stuffed crust. What's the last great innovation that we've had in the pizza game?
I would say taking a Netflix series and making a pizza out of it, the Surfer Boy pizza, but that's me.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one. Taushi, Ben's done talking pizza with you, apparently.
Well, yeah, I want to know, what level of concern do you have over the quote-unquote ducks that are being thrown by Jordan Love?
I'm not concerned about it. I think, you know, the problem that you have when you only open up practice in the public and the media once, what, 3 times out of 10, whatever it is, you don't get a great sample size as far as what's going on. If he's throwing ducks all over the place, then you get concerned. But as we sit here right now, I mean, I heard your guys' you know, Domofsky talking about it. We played that this morning too. And I'm not overly concerned about that part of it. The part, if you're going to get concerned, and I never get concerned in May and in June, I'll be concerned in August if we're talking about this after joint practices and preseason games. But I still haven't heard a bunch of, oh, my God, did you see what Jordan Love did today? Did you see that throw he threw down the seam to Kraft or to Tucker or, you know, to Musgrave? That's what I think you're still not hearing a ton about. And I wish we did hear more about that, because this is not his first year and there's COVID. We're talking about being in that, you know, fourth season, really his third off season, where he was doing all these reps with the ones. And I just would like to hear more. Holy cats, can you believe what we saw today? And I haven't heard that at all from anybody.
Talking with Tosh here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Can you win with a quarterback who doesn't make those sorts of throws, right? I mean,
yes.
Like, I think that we're so used to having Favre into Rodgers. You blocked for both of them. Those guys have such unique arm talent to me. Like, what does Jordan Love need to do who doesn't have? Like, and I'm not talking about, like, great arm talent. I'm talking about, like, right now in the league, there's probably, what, Mahomes, Herbert, and Rodgers as the top three guys in terms of just pure arm talent. Like, what is Love need to bring to be able to win without having that, which is something that we haven't seen in Green Bay since Don Majkowski.
With this young roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as – that's a shot at Don Majkowski. I think as long as you kind of look at this and understand what your team needs and that you're going to build your team that way, which Green Bay, to their credit, you still got your running backs, your O-line supposed to be good, and your defense and special teams need to carry the load. It's just so different from what we as fans have had that I think you have to almost kind of change your mentality and understand the San Francisco 49ers made it to the NFC Championship game, and who knows what would happen if the last pick in the draft as a rookie doesn't get hurt. It maybe is a different game. So you don't need to be John Elway and Aaron Rodgers. Is it nice? And do you want
it? I get you, Tausch, but that Niners roster is light years away from what this Packers roster is.
You asked me what you needed to win, and I'm telling you.
And I'm saying with this roster.
Hey, the 49ers did not have 9 first-round picks on their defense. They don't. Green Bay does. And you could say they don't have talent.
Offense,
they don't have the. They don't have the proven commodities that the San Francisco 49ers have. But let me tell you something. Freddie Varner was not Freddie Varner until he became Freddie Varner. So can Quay Walker be that guy? Man, I hope so, but we need to see it. And I think he's going to be a breakout guy. You need to have a couple of stars on that defense. Jaire Alexander should be a star. Kenny Clark should be a star. All of a sudden, you start looking at that, and the defense no longer has that. And you've been on teams where you know, well, Frank is going to bail us out. Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to bail us out. Oh, Brett Favre is going to bail us out. Nobody in that locker room is thinking, well, Jordan Love's bailing us out. Not yet. So now is that going to make the defense focus up and maybe be better? Man, I hope so. But we don't know. That's why this whole thing is so interesting to follow and to see how it plays out when we get to September.
I'm a Quay guy, Tausche. I do want to ask you about Josiah DeGuara, because right now,
Scals, don't you get the sense, and you can tell when coaches talk. You can have an idea of where their head's at, and they are chomping to let Quay Walker eat. They know it.
I hope they do.
They're going to have to. He is going to be a guy that you're going to move around, and he needs to be the impact guy. I think Devontae Campbell is going to be the middle linebacker. He's going to be, you know, calling the play. I think they are anticipating that Quay Walker is going to be the dominant guy on this defense, and I think they're going to scheme and do some really fun stuff to allow him to be that guy.
Yeah, I agree, and I think he's got the potential to be a disruptive force for this team, especially in the absence of Rashawn Gary. Tausch, Josiah DeGuara, Josiah the Messiah DeGuara, tight end one right now. How are we feeling about him? Are we getting ready to see a Josiah DeGuara revival this year?
No, I think you're going to see him more as an H-back, where he's going to block.
I was going to say, I saw him working with the H-backs as well.
He's been
I think he's going to be more of your fullback, special teamer. I think people are in love with Musgrave. I think you see the clips, the fact that he's fast. Is he going to be your every, you know, blocking tight end? No, I don't think so. But the plan is going to be let one of these two rookies grab a hold of this job and run with it. I think the days of, what did you call him, the Messiah? I think he's going to be a gritty, tough tight end that is going to get a lot of reps, going to be that dirty, you know, dig out a linebacker, go, you know, seal an edge. I don't think he's going to be your George Kittle.
Isn't that what the Messiah in real life was doing, too? You know, gritty, tough, holding the edge?
Why don't Joshie, you
what do you got for us? You don't have to answer that.
No, Rusty, tell me more about Jesus and the Messiah.
No, what do you got for us? What do you got for us?
No. What else has he changed your life? Get me more about your religious. I'd like to hear more.
I would like you to tell us more about what you have for us.
Who is going to be – do you think Dobbs is going to be the number one wideout next year, or do you think it's going to be Christian Watson?
No. I think it's going to be Christian Watson. I think Dobbs is going to be more of the possession guy, but when you look at the stats and the wow plays, I think that's going to be Watson. I think they'll be targeted quite a bit.
Okay. Why are we hearing all about chemistry with Romeo Dobbs? Romeo Dobbs is out working out with Jordan Love. You're hearing all this, and it makes me feel like that's the direction that everybody wants it to be. But I just think Christian Watson and what his skill set and the fact that we were talking about him in the same breath as Randy Moss stat-wise for that 4 or 5
years. Homer did that.
No, it wasn't just Homer. It was because those stats were the only other rookie wideout that has ever done that. I think we have to look at this.
No, look, I agree with you, Tausch. I just think it's just because we know everything that you're saying about Christian Watson, we just know more about him. And so because Dobbs was the talk of training camp and didn't have as good of a season with Rodgers, it's going to be Jordan Love building Romeo Dobbs up, considering we know the potential that Christian Watson has already shown on the field.
Maybe you'll be right. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Tausch, thank you as always for the time. We will talk to you next week.
Good luck on the diamond.
All right, see you guys.
Tausch knows it to be true. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they do it better than anybody else when it comes to windows and doors. Replace your windows and doors with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Gina Della and her team are fantastic. I had Joe Franco at my place a couple weeks ago working on another project, and they really are like your own personal barista for windows and doors. The design options, limitless. It was blowing my mind every time I thought we had established what it was going to be. Next thing I know, he's like, oh, we can also do this, 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 and this. They can customize to your liking. Their wood windows and patio doors can be painted, stained, or left bare to complement your unique home decor, and they stand the test of time. It's why Pella confidently offers the best wood warranty in the industry. Bundle and save when you customize your order by August 31st. Go to PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. Or stop by their experience center in Brookfield or on the Beltline in Madison. Tell them that we sent you. Again, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It is Scalzo and Bruss live from Palermo's Innovation Center here in Milwaukee. We'll recap what the vote is at right now, plus listen to what Jordan Love had to say about how he is going to work with his wide receivers. It is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.
Andrea, your best guess for how long Jonathan Bruss, a father of six, who's been with his wife for 16 years, made love with his wonderful wife last night.
Scalzo and Bruss.
Dad, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. Do you have a guess for us for how long Jonathan Bruss made love with his wife last night?
Yes, I do. I'd like to take a poll, guys.
Scalzo and Bruss, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Scalzo and Bros, presented by Michelob Ultra. We are live at Palermo's Pizza, the Innovation Center here. Let's do a check-in on the poll that we've posted on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bros. Ben Bros put together his barbecue chicken pizza with Italian sausage. I created a truly innovative masterpiece. We showed you both of them. We gave you the descriptions, the toppings, everything on both of them. You could find that on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bros. The vote so far, 63% for the Scalziza and 37% for In Brust We Crust.
Nothing can stop me. I already got the vote that I needed and wanted. So.
I got the vote I needed and wanted. I got the Tausche vote.
Oh, my gosh.
I got the offensive lineman vote.
No, no matter what, no matter what you said, he was like, oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's amazing. Oh,
that's
it's amazing.
True.
It was like he would.
Why do you think he would be? Why do you think he'd be in the bag for me on that?
Because you guys get a little bit of joy watching me squirm.
Is that it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I don't think that's the case, Joshy. I felt like he gave a pretty standard, straightforward response there. I know Joshy was on my side. Who do we have in Madison today? I'm going to guess Riley Yauch.
It is not Riley Yauch anymore, guys. He is now on his trip down to South Carolina. It's your guy. It's Ben's favorite producer, Wooly.
Ryan Wollersheim, you've heard the show. You've heard the descriptions. Where does your vote go in terms of what pizza you would like the most?
Honestly, In Brust We Trust does sound pretty darn good. I'm a big Screaming Sicilian. Crust. In Brust We Crust?
Yes.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Gotta know.
Yeah.
thanks for listening to the show. Go back to being on your cell phone or doing whatever you're doing.
Real quick,
and you know what? My bet here on the future Brust Wooly boxing match has immediately flipped because he cowered to
what?
You. I set him up to Wooly. He's your enemy. You have to tear him apart. You just agreed with your bully. The guy bullies you, and you're like, yeah, I think his pizza sounds really good.
Yeah, I can beat him up, judge. And then right after me, he can make me a great, tasty pizza. It would be great. We'll become best friends. We can bond over, yeah. His loss.
Well, good job, Wooly. Way to recover from that. Real quick, what is going on over there? So is Yauch gone for a period of time?
I genuinely
Russo
don't.
Russo is overseas.
I genuinely do not care. I'm sorry. I genuinely do not care.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, young Riley, I hope he has fun in South Dakota or wherever he is. He can do that his way. 800-990-3776, again, 800-990-ESPN. What are you laughing at, Josh?
Just because I also could care less where anybody is right now. He could be in South Pole.
Ben's like, what's the travel plans for all of our teammates?
One's overseas for, stop.
Who cares?
I'm jealous of the trips.
Oh, my God. Jordan Love did talk about how he's going to approach things with his wide receivers this year. It stood in stark contrast to how Aaron Rodgers works with his wide receivers. Here is what Jordan Love had to say about working with his wide receivers in Green Bay.
I don't want to bring up Aaron very often in conversations with you because I wouldn't want it done to me. But he did talk about kind of intentional things he would do from a leadership perspective, right? Like sitting with different guys in the cafeteria and stuff. We've asked you a bunch of questions about leadership. What kind of techniques have you been using during OTAs to try and start to establish your own style and your own connections with guys?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I like to talk to guys after every play. You know, if it's a good play, bad play, I like to go talk to them, see what they saw, see what I saw, kind of just get on the same page with them. But I think it just comes down to building that connection. The more we can come together, talk to each other, and build that bond, the better. So just continue to talk to everybody every day, and be in their ear after every play. We're all learning together. I never want to, go at a player and attack them for maybe messing up, especially the young guys right now. I mean, I know we all know there's going to be mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. But the more we can kind of mesh and come together and just build that chemistry together, it's going to be good.
That Jordan Love talking about the approach he's going to take with his wide receivers, particularly the young wide receivers. Great question asked there by our Packers guy, Jason Wilde. We'll react to that next. Back in 2 minutes, live from Palermo's Centro de Innovacion. No, that's not it. Centro de Innovation? Tried to go Italian there. the Innovation Center here in downtown Milwaukee. We'll be back at Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Michelob Ultra.